Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
There's been a couple stories that make it so we have to talk about cats. And
crazy
why they're awful.
Yeah, catastrophe.
That's what we call them. You can love your cat, and maybe your cat just caused a ton of damage or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a cat that took out the power in most of New Orleans.
Yes.
How is it possible?
Just knocked off the whole grid.
I mean, what could a cat possibly...
You think we would have defenses against this? But no, just a common getting into a transformer or something.
Thousands of customers lost power for more than an hour. The power company said a cat got into a substation and caused a flash when it touched the equipment leading to the outage.
Cat didn't.
Cat, not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awful.
That is for the city, even the people.
Oh, Steve.
What?
I'm not a huge fan of cats,
the cat,
but it's also...
for everybody involved.
Yes, there we go. For the little girl waiting at home for Sprinkles.
That's never...
Mom, it's really dark. I want to cuddle with Sprinkles.
You know why it's dark, honey?
Because of Sprinkles.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful, though?
Yeah.
So the other big story that was in the news about catastrophes, and I've never owned, per se, a cat. I've dated a woman who had a cat, and this cat didn't do the thing. Cats love to bring trophies.
They do. They're kills.
I mean...
Yeah.
My wife used to have a cat, and she would say the cat would bring snakes, like living snakes, living bats, living... There's a person who said, who wrote on the website, they were saying their cat kept bringing bats into the house.
Yeah.
Live bats.
You know, on one hand, you want to be proud of your cat. You look at that cat. That's a badass cat.
Look at you. You're a hunter.
Right. But then don't be bringing me all of your little...
Do people talk to their cats like that?
I hope not.
That's how people talk to dogs. How do you talk to your cat?
Listen,
you dated
here,
a girl with a cat. How'd she talk to it?
Normally, actually. Yeah,
Why is that?
You know what? Because they're not as dumb as the dog will put up with it.
How are you becoming a cat person?
I'm not, but I just say that dogs, who's a little
boy? Who's a good boy?
Exactly.
Who's my good little boy? You're right. But you never do that to a cat. Cat's like, and I just brought you a bat. Shut up.
Right. Cats go, stop patronizing me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to love this cat. I'm about to turn you into a cat person.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yep.
Cat in St. Paul's in Bristol, whatever that means. They found the cat curled up in the morning next to a bag of drugs.
Oh, wow.
You know what class A drugs are?
That'd be your heroines. That's your top
shelf. Really?
I think that's your heroin, your cocaines.
What's class?
Class C is marijuana. Class, I don't know, B. I think acid's A. You know what? When I just go to just give me whatever's on the A-list.
Yeah, give me whatever the cat got.
Exactly.
The owner found the pet curled up next to a bag. It had acquired the drugs while roaming the night before, probably leaving a dealer with nothing. They took a picture. It shows dozens of wraps of white and lilac-colored powder inside a carrier bag.
Dozens.
And then the cat just slept alongside its kill.
The cat ripped off a cartel.
Oh, my God. They did. They said it was crack and heroin.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The cat went and stole.
You got to respect that. Cat,
you do.
Go bring me an 8-ball.
Tell me this. Are you a cat person now?
Suddenly.
I'll talk normally to my cat. Who's a good cat?
Can I get six of them?
Cat. Yes. All right. You're my
Send
class
them out at
C
night.
Cat.
Right. Send them out at night.
You're my, pizza cat. I need you to be my pizza cat. We have an intern.
Oh, yeah.
She had a cat in the fifth grade. Here's her catastrophe story. Story. She had a Build-A-Bear that was wearing Crocs. Do you really put... I have a Build-A-Bear, but...
I didn't know that Crocs got in bed with Build-A-Bear.
Apparently they did.
That's pretty smart.
My Build-A-Bear doesn't have shoes on. It's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Okay, you didn't finish building the bear then.
Somebody else built it for me.
Oh, you got it as a gift?
Yeah, it was called
like,
the
Where are the shoes and the hat?
Like, oh, look, and I don't wear Hawaiian shirts. And the bear's got hair. Like, this is supposed to be the slacker bear?
They don't know you.
I need a hairless bear with flip-flops or chucks.
There.
And, like, a t-shirt and jeans. That's God. My Build-A-Bear. Anyway, her Build-A-Bear had Crocs, and it tried to eat. It did eat one of the Crocs.
Uh-oh.
The cat had to undergo a 9-hour surgery.
What?
Where they took out the unraveled mini shoe inside the cat.
9 hours.
The cat is okay, but they pulled out 5 feet of pink rubber foam out of this cat. You don't go in for the 9-hour surgery, that cat's not going to make it. Because you're not going to be able to pass a croc.
That's pass a croc.
That's probably the name of my third album. You'll never be able to pass a croc. That's what it's going to be.
I would buy that album.
I don't even care what kind of music this is. Polka? Don't care.
It's going
to pass. You'll never be able to pass a croc. So that's some.
That's a lot. That surgery wasn't cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
For a cat. But it's worth it if they bring back Class A drugs.
This is true.
That's when your cat is like, you're earning your keep. You're worth it, son. Get out there and get me some heroin. Right. I think we've ruined it. I don't think anybody's going to call with their catastrophes. They're like,
I can't compare
it. My cat doesn't fetch anything. So whatever it is, whether your cat lit your house on fire, just something weird that your cat's done, even amazing that your cat's done, maybe something your cat cost you.
Yeah.
We call them catastrophes, and we want to hear your story. Melissa?
Yay.
Catastrophes.
We had a few catastrophes. We had a cat who was a born hunter, but the worst, I think, was the headless squirrel. He would bring them into our house, and they never had heads. It was disgusting.
So the cat would kill them, remove their head very much Dexter style, and then bring you the entrails, basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, big squirrels, too.
Letting you know you're next.
I just want you to know.
Hey,
I live here, and I'm going to need a little extra of that canned food.
Right?
Yeah.
You wake up one day, and he's just kind of rubbing your neck. It's like,
sizing you up.
Enough of the dry food, right?
Yeah, you get it. Dangerous.
I want to hear the can opener tomorrow morning. Just saying.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
How many squirrels in total do you think?
Oh, God. Probably more than I can count, at least probably 25. We also got baby squirrels. We got birds. We got
How
rabbits,
does it remove like their heads?
Rabbits.
I know. And I thought a squirrel could, like, get away from a cat. Cats are wicked.
Cats are wily.
Jeez.
That's cool. Thank you for the call. Sorry about your catastrophe. Shanice.
Yes.
Catastrophe.
I had a friend that I used to work with, and she let her brother move in, and she had a cat named Ganja. And the cat could not stand the brother living in the house with them. So he used to sit in the bookshelf right at the end of the hallway. And every time the brother came out the bathroom, he would smack him in his face.
Like lying in wait, just like at the right height. It figured out which shelf was the right height. Put on little boxing gloves.
Yes, and he sat right on the perfect, like right where he can get him, right in his mouth.
I can't decide if this is the coolest thing. Eventually, you just don't walk by the bookshelf, right?
Right.
Well, you couldn't because they were in a one-bedroom trailer, so he had to go back to the bathroom.
And the cat knew that.
He's like,
yes.
Enjoy that. Move out. This is my place. Thank you for the call, Shanice.
That's
Appreciate it. Marcia.
Yes. Yay.
Catastrophes.
Okay. My God. So I wear jewelry, and before I go to bed at night, I take it off, and I am missing a beautiful earring, and I tear my house apart, and I cannot find it.
Oh, no.
A couple months later, I am missing a ring, and I cannot find it, tear the house apart. Then a few months later, I see the cat come running out of my room, and it looks like it has something in its mouth. Follow it, goes to the litter box. It has one of my, and it only took expensive jewelry. It was buried it in its litter box. So I lost a ring and a beautiful ruby ring and a diamond earring because he had buried it and I had thrown it away.
Son of a.
So it was in the litter and you just dumped the poop and all.
Yeah, because I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
Jewelry and burying it.
The heart of the ocean.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
hers.
At least you eventually caught.
Yeah.
Was it like the cat an appraiser though? How does it know which ones are expensive?
It's fencing the junk.
I know. And that's what really hacked me off because I was like, up there'd be other jewelry and.
Yeah, take the costume stuff.
It's like trying to bite the diamonds. Like, nope. Yeah. I can tell this one's not real.
Leaving it.
Amber?
Yay, guys.
Yay. Catastrophes.
So when my husband and I first got married, I had a dog and he had a cat. And when we moved in together, the dog was chasing the cat. So my husband grabbed his cat. Well, the cat thought it was the dog. Cat turned around and bit him in the hand. And he got a massive bone infection, a staph infection. He had to see an infectious disease doctor.
What?
He was on a PICC line for 4 months.
What?
For intravenous antibiotics because the infection was so bad. And it cost us $28,000.
Holy God!
Just from a cat.
Yeah. They carry some sort of weird bacteria.
That happened to our buddy. His dad got the cat scratch and got cat scratch fever, almost lost his arm.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah.
You divorced that guy, right?
For- yeah. Any guy who can't take a cat in a fight.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.